Good poetry always feels fresh and new, so April is the perfect month to celebrate the art form. With me are award-winning poet and founder of the Tumble Words Project, Donna Snyder, and performance poet with the El Paso Poetry Project, Viva Flores. Welcome, ladies. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Monica.
Good to be here.
Yes, a perfect collaboration. Tell me what you have cooked up, starting with today, Donna?
Well, today I'm presenting the fourth in a series of five workshops in a series I've called The Verbal Intoxicants of Poetry and Poets that I have encountered through the international internet poetry community, that when I read them, I just go dizzy and weak as if I'm drunk from their poetry.
I had the pleasure of sitting in on your first in the series, and yeah, I understand. There are lines in there that you read.
Absolutely.
That just hit like darts in my awareness.
Today I'll be reading and sharing poetry by Verlis Doran, an Appalachian poet who now lives in New York City, and by Will Crawford, a brilliant poet from Philadelphia.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. And then next week I will be ending up with poetry by Luke Buckham from Massachusetts and Petra Whiteley from England and Gillian Prue from Scotland. And
fabulous.
It's been a great series, a lot of good poetry created.
Well, it's an excellent run-up to Poetry Month, although there are those of us who just live and breathe it. We just get more of a chance to celebrate it in April, but it's always happening.
It's true.
Yes, please tell me, the El Paso Poetry Project, what are the main events or presence in the community?
Well, El Paso Poetry Project is really a collaboration with local poets and Tumble Words writing workshop. Really, the heart of it is Donna, who really decided to kind of branch out from these workshops and have these events, readings.
Oh,
and
okay.
Usually they're for a cause. We'll sometimes choose a cause, whether it's funding a fellow poet's travels to a competition or whatever, or we'll just have an event just to enjoy poetry, exactly.
Yeah.
And
if we can generate money, all
we
the
generate
better.
Money, we generate events. We'll find a spot. We'll get a bunch of great poets. Just invite mm-hmm. them, line them up, and we get to share the stage for one night. They've been phenomenal. The first one was an all male poetry evening, and then the second one that I got to be involved in, of course, was an all-female poetry lineup, and it was just a phenomenal night. And you get to see, you really get to see Donna just on fire then, really.
Oh, she's a carrier.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
She just infects people with the joy of this art.
Lady Lazarus.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, a new name. We zipped on past the fact that you are Tumble Words founder, but that Tumble Words is every Saturday, pretty much every Saturday, 12:45 to 2:45 at the Memorial Park Library, 3200 Copper. And it's a perfect environment, and basically it's a pass the hat situation. So everyone is included. Now, is there a particular venue where have the first couple of Poetry Projects events happened? You mentioned the all-male and all-female.
I believe they were both at the Network downtown.
Okay, downtown. All
and
right.
we're always on the lookout for a good stage, for a
mm-hmm.
good...
We've also done events, joint performance mm-hmm. events at the Five Points Bistro there Cinco Puntos.
Yes.
That's a real nice
venue.
This is
so cool with
really
these.
Nice.
We've got more of these little organic neighborhood-feeling venues turning up.
Right. Absolutely.
It's like it's the same as community gardens, you know, only we get poetry instead of asparagus. And
there's definitely a poetry revival going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's just so many events, and it's just, poet heaven.
Viva and I have both performed together at the Mayapan, Cafe Mayapan.
Another one, yeah.
Fundraisers for the Farm Worker Center and for other events, victims of domestic violence. I should mention that the El Paso Poetry Project was founded by Pamela Novoa. It was her brainchild, her baby.
Nice.
And she does it all from the bottom of her heart and the bottom of her own pocketbook.
She sure does.
As Donna has a lot of, yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, if you're devoted to poetry, you got to be able to to pay with your own blood, I think.
Pony up, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's run through the schedule of events for the month of April and all the way into the first week of May.
Well, it's going to be a great National Poetry Month for Tumble Words. We started off with a bang with Celia Aguilar, who also is part of the El Paso Poetry Project. This will be her second workshop for Tumble Words, and she will be presenting Writing with a Message. Mm-hmm. Her latest play is going to be presented at UNM in Albuquerque on March 26th. Viva will be here on April 12th.
Excellent.
And I do want to mention that two workshops in April have been slightly changed as far as time. Viva's on April 12th and Robin Schofield's on April 19th will be from 12 to 2 to accommodate library scheduling issues.
Okay, so 12 to 2 for on the 12th and the 19th at the Memorial Park Library.
Correct, and all the rest are 12:45 to 2:45.
Okay.
April 26th, Gene Keller, the godfather of performance poetry, will be presenting an interesting workshop from 12:45 to 2:45.
He doesn't know how to present a dull one. No,
that's true.
It's just brilliant stuff.
And this one is called A Gnarled Tree, Instability and Transformation. I'm just fascinated.
Just the title alone will get me there.
Right.
Absolutely.
Then on April 17th, a Thursday afternoon at 4:30, Tumble Words and Memorial Park Library will be having a reading from 4:30 to 6 with Robin Schofield, Gene Keller, Mike Garcia, Gloria Mantos, John Williamson, Vaughn Collins. And then on April 26th at Dreadful Things, Franchella Salgado's new gift shop on Montana, 2226 Montana Avenue at 5 o'clock, will be our big National Poetry Month, Tumble Words and El Paso Poetry Project event.
And then you have the big bash to close out April by going overlapping right into May, and that's Friday, May the 2nd at 400 West Overland at 8 p.m. when you will have an evening of epic poetry hosted by the Rock House, and that's with Lawrence Welsh and Michael C. Ford, two living legends, plus other local readers. You've packed the month for us, and I thank you so much for all the richness that you bring into our literary lives here in El Paso. My guests today, award-winning poet and founder of the Tumble Words Project, Donna Snyder, along with performance poet with the El Paso Poetry Project, Viva Flores. To check out all of these happenings in the month of April, you can Google Tumble Words Writing Project or look up either Tumble Words or the El Paso Poetry Project on Facebook. Both have a very active presence. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Monica, for having us here.